Take a step into the Kent City Public Library. What do you see? People, desks, computers? Do you ever think you could potentially walk into the space to find needles or blood splattered on the restroom sinks and floors? This is a question I have repeatedly asked myself ever since drugs became such an issue, right here in our own town that we call home.
Did you know that drugs in public libraries were an issue?
Not at all.
No, I had no idea that drugs were so prevalent in public libraries.
I didn't even know that drugs in public libraries was an issue. That is really concerning, just the fact that that is a thing. Like, I've never even heard of that, ever.
I knew there was a drug epidemic in Northeast Ohio, but I never thought it would be an issue in public libraries.
The public library is the last place I ever thought there would ever be drug overdoses.
I did not know that drugs in public libraries were an issue.
No, I was not aware of that.
No, I had no idea that it was such an issue here in Kent.
These Kent State students were unaware about this problem, and so was I before I interviewed the Kent City Public Library Director, Stacy Richardson.
2016 was kind of the height of when we were seeing any kind of drug activity that involved heroin specifically, but we always have had a few incidents with marijuana throughout the years.
In 2016 alone, employees at the city library had 5 incidents that were bad enough for them to call the police and or first responders for suspected drug activity.
Some of those were as simple as just people that we felt were in the library with marijuana or smoking in the restroom, or we felt like they were meeting here to exchange money for drugs. So those incidents, the police came. We did have in 2016, though, 3 separate incidents where we felt that it was heroin related. So we would find, we would know that more than one person entered the bathroom together. 2 people went in at a time. After they left, we would search the trash and we found a needle left behind, or we'd find some blood splatter on like the toilet or the sink. And twice we had that year, we had patrons unresponsive in the library, completely out of it, eyes just, pupils dilated, unresponsive, head falling to the side, not able to hold their bodies up. We called the emergency responders and they came, and both of those patrons left in ambulances.
The amount of drug activity that occurs in this public space has dramatically decreased since 2016. In fact, there have been no incidents reported this entire year. So I wanted to know what precautions the library and its employees are taking in order to prevent future drug-related problems.
It is stressful for the staff. What we do proactively to try to find those incidents when they happen is that our staff is trained that they're supposed to do an hourly walk around the building. In addition to, they're supposed to be aware when people are entering and exiting the building to look up from their work, wherever desk they're stationed at, to say hello, to greet people, to keep, make eye contact, so people know that we're aware who's in the building and who's entering and exiting. And then we walk around regularly just to see where people are in the building, what kinds of activities they're engaged in. And part of that hourly check also is to look in each of the restrooms in the library. We have 10 restrooms in the library between all 3 of our floors. So there's lots of places for someone who wanted to do some activity that would not be permitted. There's lots of places for them to find to kind of hide to be able to do that in our building.
There were so many reports on overdoses in public libraries throughout Northeast Ohio that my research got a little overwhelming. Some public libraries in our state are training their employees how to administer Narcan or any other drugs that work as an anecdote during an overdose. While the Kent City Public Library does not feel that is the best training for their employees right now, Stacy says they are doing everything they can.
That's the goal. We want them to, just know that we're aware that they walked in and that we're keeping eyes and we understand who's using our building and what they're doing. Because if they feel like someone's watching, then they might be less likely to do some activity that would be undesirable in our building.
Libraries are probably one of the last public institutions that is open as many hours as they are with absolutely no barriers to entry. So will this remain an issue throughout our state, or do you have hope for the future? In Kent City Free Public Library, this is Andrea Gump.